Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about? Blow 4 or something? About part 4, huh?
Once I get it, so.
This is what we got top double jump.
Hey, King, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
When I was getting off the trolley, it's nothing like the respect you get off of
okay? We gonna do it like this.
I'm back again. Santana.
Oh.
Fuck with your boy.
Dipset.
Dipset.
Yeah.
Heat maker.
Yeah.
Yo, I try to be easy. I try to be calm, breathe easy, and don't seem easy.
Nope.
I'm on my P's and Q's.
What else?
Y's and G's. Four fives on the side of me.
Uh-huh.
Plus, four guys on the side of me.
What?
With four fives on the side of them.
Yeah.
We can play now. This is a war, not a playground. We came to lay or get laid down. Spray or get sprayed down. Waterfalls any day now. Cops with their water war raid downs. I'm ducking and weaving. Running and leaving. Not trying to feel a cup when they squeezing. Or the plunger they suck in Louima. So I'm stuck with this Nina. I'm stuck with this finger. Itchy as fuck. You fuck up, I leave you, chump. Went to school but ain't staying class. Hated class. Only first period, yup. I could relate to math. Play games, but the games is bad. You know cops and robbers, laser tag. See what I was aiming at. Hopscotch on niggas' faces, left my ankles bad. That ain't stopped me from working, I got me a worker. Got him to working, yeah, chopping a worker. Kept him on the clock, clocking my worker. Niggas know me. Taught him how to cook live in his worker. Told him it's not the pot, it's the worker. Got a mix, shorty. Gotta do it like this, shorty. Clockwise, counterclockwise, it's all in the wrist, shorty. Fuck with me. And really on pro.
Yeah.
Banshees, raptors, like I'm really on pro.
Let's go.
The pain I feel, I really won't show, man. The game is real, I really don't know, Cam, if I'ma make it or not. But my plans are taking straight to the top. Bring my fame to the block with me. Harlem's my home, so I'm making it hot with me. Till the day I'm laid on the block with shots in me. Stay weeded, stay cheap in the blunt. Stay losing some more pounds, I ain't eating enough. No. Stop fronting, home. You won't do nothing, home. Killer, lock this. I'm what's up and coming home. You better believe one thing I was always taught in my household. Better achieve. No matter what you do, you better succeed. That was embedded in me. Yeah, the rest was left up to me. So I played my position. I stayed in the kitchen. Bass dripping off the bottom of the plate when I'm mixing. Cake whipping on the bottom of the plate when I lift it. Eight digits when I take it, break it, and flip it. This is the matrix.
Can you hear that? Yo.
Oh, damn, my bad. I was on mute. No one.
Yo, real good. What's good,
nah,
bro?
It's good. I was like, yo.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, my bad. Yo. Nah, shit, man. You see, Simpson getting ready to come up. Want you to get you niggas on the talk y'all shit real quick. Amp the battle up.
Oh, goody.
What's your thoughts on the Simpson so far on your opponent?
Yo, so I'm really digging the fucking the promo and shit, man. I think people are getting excited about it, man. I really think that when it first dropped, the card might have looked kind of odd to some people. And you know you're going to have your initial people who just say fuckery. But I think they've been outweighed. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because you're always going to have your handful to jump out the gate. Where to surf at? Where is Hitman at? You know what I mean? Or they'll just say some wild shit. But I think people are starting to get juiced about it, man. I think it's dope. Like, as a battle fan myself, it's battles that I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, because me necessarily, I'm not always looking forward to seeing the big headline battles. You feel what I mean?
That's true. That's true. Oh, I got your opponent on right now. Hold on. You put him on.
Where?
Hey, 506745. We Burrell, you on?
Yeah, I'm on. What's good?
It's good, man. We got Reaperell on. We got Real Deal on. You niggas are getting ready to go to war, man. What's up? Y'all all three rounds is finished or what?
Yeah, man. I think it's building hype, man. I'm excited, bro.
It finally got the hype it deserved now. Like at first,
and I like it.
It was a little quiet, but now it's
yeah.
cool. Now I think it is.
I like it.
I ain't gonna front, fam. I'm mad now. I wasn't mad at first. Like at first, I was like, damn, yo. Now I mean, how I'm gonna really come at Real Deal? I fucks with him. But then I heard you said you was going 3-0 me, fam.
I heard you, bro. I can't just keep complimenting you, bro. Nah, it started to sound like two English dudes ready for a fight. Like we were
yeah,
step
yeah.
outside,
it
complimenting
it
each
is.
Other's stance. And everything. I said, come on, man. Somebody got to break
is,
the nice guy mold. So I'm excited, bro. I'm looking forward to the shit you got. Because, you know
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be
Watch
fucking interesting,
shit.
Bro.
I know you got some
doubt.
Shit, too.
I don't doubt.
But I got some shit, man, because I know, like, first – I ain't trying to make this another, not saying like, or even like no body tip, like it's going to be another you versus no tip. I just don't want it to have that whole feel. Now I want it to have that whole feel. Not even saying like I'm a lose. I'm just talking like, I don't want to have that feel of you have to sit with another bullshit battle sitting up. Because they gave you another trash opponent that didn't stand up, you know? And niggas know I fight. You know what I'm saying? I fight in the ring.
You
ain't got to worry about
that
shit.
I'm telling you. The shit I'm telling you, bro, I have, like, I don't know. I don't really listen too much to what other motherfuckers are saying, bro. Trust, I got shit I'm super confident in, bro. And I was telling somebody last week, man, that the biggest, most unfortunate thing for me with the snow shit is that I prep for snow like I would prep for somebody like a Lux or something. You feel what I'm saying? And the wind was so, like, who gives a fuck, it's snow. It's like, yo, bro, it's not like beating Glass Joe on Punch Out, bro. He had verses. I didn't know that it was gonna go down like that.
Nah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Basically
like,
said exactly what you did. You beat on Glass Joe. That's really
yeah,
what they
yeah.
I'm gonna
and
cut
that's
to the
what
chase.
I'm saying. So it's
they
just,
gave you Glass
it's,
Joe.
It's wild, like. But this is
and the
show,
only
man.
Thing I hate about it is that's the reason between him and Magic. That's the main reason everybody think I'm about to run in there and get smoked. And I just want to show people, like, you know what I'm saying. Not that like it wasn't no fluke on your part, but. It's like the audacity, man. I ain't have a bad round on URL yet. Not one. And I done battled names before I got the URL. URL's, honestly, when I started battling some of the least known people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a change of the guard. You're like the first person I got to battle since. You know, I got
the
battle shotgun.
You also might be the only other dude besides me in the history of URL. Or there's one other person that gets cut off. I've seen you get cut off before. I say, yes, man, fuck that dude. Because I be getting
cut off
on URL, dog. I be getting the hammer dropped.
Oh, then, yeah. Well, yeah, my PG, yeah.
Times he could be
waking
up all of a sudden, bro. He was sipping all event long. Then all of a sudden, he'd be dropping the hammer on you, bro.
Man,
it's going to be...
Mm-hmm. I'm inspired now. I'm really inspired. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people counting me out, and I need to make a statement. I really do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, yo,
straight
up, bro.
I
feel
without like,
and coaching, without even fucking, obviously, you in a good position, though, bro. You in that position where you just do you, and you know what I mean? And you already, motherfuckers are guaranteed that the social media is blowing up. Like, damn, he came to fight. Like I said, what do you think he'd come to do? Just relax? You know what I mean? So, it's
well, I've been
you trust me,
before.
Bro. It ain't the worst position to be in.
No,
nah,
I've been through
that,
this before,
bro.
Yo. I've been through this before. I mean, I'm always going into the battles like this, but I feel like I gotta elevate each time because if I feel like if I ain't leaving you with enough that you still doubting me going into the next battle, it's time to turn up some more. You know what I'm saying? That's just all.
Fact.
Every battle is a level up.
So real deal, you said you was going to 3-0 him? Listen, man,
mm-hmm.
The shit I got, bro, like, and I'm not even, I hate when people say that. I hate, like, yo, I heard his shit. That shit's wild corny to me. Like, I just say, I like this shit, and I've already spit it a lot of times myself. You know, even your own material, after a while, you'd be like, oh, man, I don't know if this is, I fuck with it. Like, I for real. So if anything, take it as a non-slight that I absolutely didn't live because I prepped. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to work. I was on prep periods in my office. My Google browser was, like, you know, teaching lessons right under that. Reaper Rel versus Gutta. You know what I mean? So, trust, bro. Like,
yeah.
Facts, you know what I mean?
Nah, trust.
So,
I was doing the same thing, man.
Yeah.
Were,
so, that's what I'm
honestly,
saying.
Honestly,
like,
you're the most, how could I say, you're the most overall complete battler I've battled.
You know what I'm saying? I battled a lot of different types of styles of dudes.
It's going to be, like I said, bro, I trust me, as much as you're looking at it from the perspective of, like, you know, you might have to show people where people doubt and I realize the power that that can have. So I'm looking at it from all angles myself, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's a fucking chess match. All three of us know that all too well, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to keep it buck. You ain't get your chin tapped on URL yet. You ain't.
Okay.
You ain't get your chin tapped
on URL.
Like where you need to get dropped a couple of times just to wake you up. So you want these big name battles? I'm gonna make you for real. You gonna get it after this? Trust me. Because one thing I'm telling you, I'm about to wake you the fuck up, bro. Like really, I got this. Like I fucked with you, but nah, for real.
Right.
Like it's new URL now. It ain't old URL. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people fucking with your old shit, but your old shit ain't gonna cut it,
bro.
You're gonna have to bring that new shit.
I'm real.
Hey, Logan died in the last movie. Logan just died.
Until Hollywood gets desperate again,
bro. Don't die. Don't be Logan.
Hollywood gets desperate again, bro.
Logan's a bad person to be right now, bro. Don't be Logan. I don't want you to be Logan, bro, because I'm going to kill you. For real. Like, I need you.
I fucks with it, man. I'm anxious. All right,
man. No, because you just said Snow, you wrote for Snow like you was writing for somebody tough, and I refuse to believe that. Because I've seen you better than your battle with Snow. I've seen you way better than your battle with Snow.
I don't go into shit like just a loose example, right? So I knew that the credit score shit was going to hit. I had an idea for it. And then when I was like, okay, Michigan, I know they're probably low, like, boom, I just adapted a little bit. But I thought it was a funny concept regardless. So the fact that I'm almost halfway mad that I it's in the second round when people stop giving a fuck about Snow. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not saying maybe you're right. Like, maybe I would have refined some other things or touched on other things. But, bro, I don't listen to what, you know what I mean? People, I realize the platform, the stage, the importance of it. You know what I mean? The whole nine. So trust, bro, like, it's not. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of half-assing or whatever. I just, the Snow shit, it's weird because I think Snow, that is what it is, man. But, yeah, this is going to be some shit,
but beyond,
man.
Snow, like, even A-Verb wasn't your best either. Like, to be burnt.
No, really,
like, if he was on this shit,
battle,
you pretty much was
good.
On, yeah, exactly, and that's what I'm saying.
He was good.
He pretty much wasn't on then.
What fucked with the A-Verb battle was the shitty ass camera really did a number on that, bro. Like, and I know I'm not saying that you're saying that, obviously. I'm just saying that's the first thing that really jumps out. But nah, honestly, I really definitely fuck with the A-Verb battle in Pittsburgh personally, bro. But I absolutely fuck with the Verb battle. You know what I mean?
Bro, that's your home, though, bro. You can't blame me.
Yeah, but that's why I don't like battling there, bro. Like, I don't. You know, it's, you got to overthink too many things, bro. Like, if you say a line, is it catering to the home crowd? You got to wear it. Well, I don't like that. I'd rather be a road warrior, bro. My schedule would say away games all down the fucking strip.
All right.
Hey, yo, as far as, I know y'all heard, as far as the card goes, Ascension, some people were saying it's going to be some people's last chance on URL. They lose. Y'all feel like either one of y'all is in that boat.
Oh no!
Nah,
nah, this nigga good.
Other people are not.
Me and
y'all.
This nigga good. That's one thing. Let's scratch this out. We like
I
confirmed this last time. Me and Real Deal was supposed to battle before Ascension. We supposed to be on Born Legacy. Just they was haggling with the dates because at first time they pitched it to us, it was way back. But he had to take on A Ward. The timing was funny. We had to wait till after that. And then, like, the Born Legacy cards kept getting full here. We had to kept checking here. They was waiting for my battle to drop. Just mad bullshit. So we got thrown on this just to get this battle done. We could clear that in the air right now. I don't know about everybody
and that's
else.
That's what I mean. Like,
on
the card really, it's got, I guess, some kind of old versus newer style feel or whatever. But I don't think there's a theme to it. I mean, I just think Ascension, they just needed a name, da-da-da-da-da. And that sounded, you know what I mean? Like Cortez, obviously, don't got no fucking danger of losing a roster spot.
It was supposed to be Born Legacy Supreme, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? That was the original name for it. But they didn't want to bite off the Born Legacy shit, so it was a new series, Ascension.
You know what I'm saying? The shit had like three names before it finally was Ascension. But I remember Born Legacy Supreme was one they was running with for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't supposed to seem like it was a card for, excuse me, the people that was fighting for slots. It was actually supposed to be a combination of a lot of things, like a rookie's vets, rookie sophomore. You see, you get a little bit of everything with this card. And that was really their focus.
I think that would be a dope idea, though, if they just made it flat out like, yo, this is a card, and came up with some cool nickname like, you know, you're fucking the last straw or whatever the fuck, and just like, that's it, man. Because they're so backlogged, honestly. You know what I'm saying? That it might do, because, you know, them fucking, them career style matches, man, people, that gets people excited, bro. That might actually be kind of a fire idea.
That would be dope, but it would be good to have some type of like, you know, way of determining, like, you know, because a lot of fans
that's
get confused.
Thing,
I understand
bro.
That.
Yeah.
They don't know people's statuses in URL. They don't know if somebody's on a decline, if they got to be gone, or this person's getting a push. It's hard to determine.
So then I guess maybe
card.
You just say, you know, barring you stink the joint up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you do your numbers and you do pretty good, but the perception is, you know, that you probably lost, like maybe, okay, there's consideration. But obviously, if you just go out and it's just like, what is this dude even talking about? You know what I mean? But I guess URL kind of does that regardless without even labeling it. So, you know.
Well, things change. I mean, before it was really like you took one or two bad losses, you was like really done. You know what I'm saying? Now people have taken three, four, come back, died, faulted, come back. You know?
That's what, hey.
Yeah, it's real rap. Like,
said that about.
That's how it happens now. Like, in evidence, is like two or three people on the card. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's giving that feel like, oh, they're bringing back the dead. You know, it's like, nah, that wasn't the whole point of the card. The card originally was for the people that needed to come back and the people that deserved their shots for them to get it. It wasn't for it to seem like, oh, such and such will come back. But then you got the whole aspect of a lot of people being scary and not wanting to take certain matchups, so they had to run with who they ran with. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout to everybody that agreed for this card.
I think it's always funny when fans or people be like, yo, they need to bring this dude back, and they forgot that they've already brought him back a couple of times. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
dude came back. Like, it didn't light the world on fire. You know what I mean? Like, but whatever, man. You know what I mean? I don't knock another rapper's way, man. But I just always thought that was funny, like, because, you know what I mean? But I'm anxious to see. Like I said, I'm definitely anxious to see Rich and Prep and Moneybags. Like, Moneybags and Young Ken is another one. Like, I doubt either of them are in danger of losing a spot. I just think it's just two super underrated, dangerous people battling each other. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, people got to realize this card got people that could headline at one point. Just because they're doing bad now don't mean they weren't great at their time. You know? So you got to realize that this card is full of gems. Anybody could battle. That could make go through the roof. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm telling you, this card, they're going to talk about this card more than a lot of other cards just because of the hunger. Because if it is
what
y'all saying it is.
That's what I mean. When you watch the first round of where's the MOOCs or the Clips or whatever, you know what I mean? That's just a run. When you get past that first initial wave that sees the card, then it's motherfuckers that really appreciate battle, that really, you know what I mean, show up and know what the fuck is going on. So I think like that, you know, I definitely think there's going to be some hype for it, man. People are juiced about it. And it's a good idea. It does have a little bit of everything, man. So I think, you know, I hope this is going forward a series that they start, you know what I mean? Because this is some of the beauty of the card is the randomness to it. You know what I mean? Other than Rich Dollars or Prep's one line about Rich Dollars, I would have never thought to pair them against each other, ever.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? I don't know, shit might be cool.
I mean, no,
I
mean,
I
love URL, but I'm not going to agree with every matchup on this card. I'm not. I refuse it. You know, we keep it buck. I keep buck with them like they keep it buck with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to agree with every matchup on the card. Some shit I know is like, but, you know, at the same time, You know, again, I know
like
some people wouldn't take. I don't know. I like Dougie J 400 Block.
Okay.
Kind of awkward to me. You know, I think they could have had better matchups versus battling each other. How you feel?
Gotcha,
like,
gotcha.
Man? Like, I ain't really feeling that. Like, even Prep Rich Dollars. I think just because
I don't
he
know
said
if
the
I
name,
like
they shouldn't have put that. I hate that.
Oh,
battle.
Yeah, I don't
if that
yeah.
was the
that's
one.
The
that's
one
in
I
particular
know
I hate. I hate it. Like, why?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know if
why?
I like that one.
Like, why? It's going. We already
yeah.
know. Like, come on. We know.
That,
we know.
That's one I'm not as crazy about.
You know, and I'm more, I'm more, and I know more like Bill will probably show up more than anything. But Uno, like, come on, fam. Like, you know, like, he should get
yeah.
a PG one off to see if he's going to even do good again before he gets a stage like that. There's so many other people they could have gave a Bill to make a more interesting battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of, eh. You know, some of them shit just strike
me. I don't doubt that
me.
Uno will be, I don't doubt that Uno's going to take it real, real, real. Like I said, I was at the Cortez shit, and, you know, he just, it
right.
just didn't work out for him. I don't doubt that he's going to obviously have his best foot forward. I just don't like it stylistically. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't do a whole lot for me. But, you know,
like,
fuck it.
I would have rather seen YK battle Prez than Cortez. I'd rather see Cortez battle Moneybagg.
That's a pretty, yeah.
But
yeah.
They should have switched.
Yeah.
I honestly would have rather seen Prez versus YK. It make more sense to me than Cortez. I'd rather see Cortez and Moneybagg. Because we are, like, for real. At least I know. Because YK and Prez Mafia, I see that more of a bark punch fest. You know what I'm saying? I see that
right.
more like, more up tempo. I don't see, you know, Moneybags and YK. Being all crazy, crazy exciting, especially after
see,
the last
I like
show.
That one. I think that one comes down to moments versus consistency, and I like that shakeup. Like, I think, you know, Young Cannon probably the more consistent of the two bars structure-wise, but I think Moneybagg might be capable of, you know, to steal a round or two off moments. And I do like that matchup a lot, and they're both pretty aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the fact that they're talking about our battle more than them just shows you
that's,
that matchup
yeah.
does make sense.
And that's the way
they
to be,
don't.
Man. That's why.
Those are two proven people. Like, I'm proving myself. You proven. They are two proven, though. You feel me? Like, all right, so that's we shouldn't be talked about more than them at a point. That matchup don't make sense. It don't to me. But
the Cortez,
you know what I'm saying? I can't knock it. Could turn out to be great. But I like I say, like some of the matchups on here, I just don't personally agree with. I think it would have been more exciting maybe the other way around. I think YK and Moneybagg, I don't know, might be a little one-sided. I don't know, man, but we'll see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I could
I mean,
be wrong,
they're
man.
Both, bro, like especially Young Cannon, bro. He just wins, bro. He really just fucking wins. He just shows up and wins, bro, and people just don't like it. Like, and for real, like it's real weird, so... But like I said, man, you know, that could be a goodie, man. The Cortez one struck me as supposedly more so he might have some shit to address on a grander level. I hope he doesn't go that route, though. I have no clue. I didn't hear his shit or no shit like that. But I hope he doesn't attempt to use Prez for a, you know, a moment like that because I don't know if it'll work out to his benefit. I mean, Cortez is a fucking – he's more than a vet at this shit, bro. He's a legend. So, like, you know what I mean? He knows what the fuck he's doing. But that's what that struck me as at first.
Mm.
Yo, some people have Prez beating Cortez, though.
What you say? I can't hear.
I said some people got Cortez Prez beating Cortez.
Yeah, well, I personally got Prez beating Cortez. I think he's more hungry
you got
than Cortez. Yeah, I got Prez. I honestly got Prez. And it's not even no new nigga shit, because people know, like, I really run with everybody in, like, the new era, because everybody don't have the same hunger, you know? Some people just in it for status check. Everybody's not in it just because they hate to lose, you know? Some people is real competitive. But as far as Prez, right now, I think everything that's been happening, I think it kind of woke them up. Because it's one thing when nobody's really paying attention in your moves and you can get away with dumb shit, but now he really can't get away with nothing. It's like all eyes on him. So it's more pressure. You know, it's like you can't take a bar. Somebody else say you got to do more homework now. You know what I'm saying? You can't even say nothing similar. You're going to be under fire.
Yeah, that's you know, gotten to be a weird thing, bro, where, like, people are going on witch hunts for people about bars, bro. It's very, very odd. Like, somebody literally said to me, yo, did you see Reba's battle where he said lift something in the air like you couple skate? You remember you said that against QP? I said, bro, stop. I'm like, stop. Like, if it's merely a fucking coincidence, bro. Like, but I mean, deadass, I had a girl the one time. I was doing a one rounder against Sandy Wild Hunters. I used the bar. Some girl was in the front row. She wasn't like in Queen of the Ring or nothing. She was like, yo, you bit that off me, fam. I was like, homegirl, I don't even know who you are. Like, like, I, you know, I guess great minds think alike. Dollface, I don't know who the fuck you are. Like, it's like they, what they're trying to do with this dude, Av, man, is just real. I don't know, man. I guess I gotta watch some of these. I don't think, bro, from what I've seen, now from what I've heard, there's some more even fans, videos put together. A lot of the shit I've seen is, you know, there's some similar lines. I mean, how many Friday lines have been fucking said? How many, you know, Menace to Society lines? Now, I'm just saying, I think there's been some similar lines, but then again, Av's doing 3-minute rounds. That's what, 50, 40 some bars a round, 150 bars of battle times, however much he's been battling. You know what I mean? And people are just literally starting to listen for that. I don't think he's out there consciously. You know what I mean? But that's his style. He punch, 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 punch. That's his style.
Well,
so,
yeah,
you know,
he
me personally, I think you're bound to run into some similar shit.
Av don't watch battles like that, and that's just what happens when you just don't watch battles like that.
Let me say this, if Av doesn't watch battles, I don't get that to it. So basically, y'all are saying y'all all come up with the same thing as what you're saying.
No, not saying that. You got to think how it's 18,000 battle rappers. People are going to say something similar. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're not watching each other. Like, I'm sure somebody that think I stole a bar from them in the deepest jungles of Africa, and I never seen this nigga footage before. You know what I'm saying? But he's probably going in because it sounds similar. But what could you do?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I've done
accused too,
people of taking shit from me, and I'm sure they feel the same way. Like, they didn't take
it. If
you
steal
a
bar that clearly is, like, historically significant slash, like, there's no way you could have mixed that up. You know what I mean? Like, B Magic's put a couple in his top like a wedding cake. Like, I'm immediately like, all right, bro. I'm struggling to figure out how you didn't know that that was. But, yeah, no, man, some of these people that are just claiming, like, I don't know, man. I guess, like I said, but the footage I have seen, the supposed evidence of Av, I've been like, damn, I wasted my time watching this. I'm like, you just really on a witch hunt for dude, man. You know what I mean?
Okay, so hold on. So I need to know, all right, so when is it stealing then? Because that needs to be, there needs to be some rules so that we ain't going to let y'all niggas just do that.
What's that?
I said, so when is it actually stealing? Because, like, that can't be the new wave in battle rap where we just.
Well, how could you really determine it?
I'm 100%. That's definitely. How could. I'd like to say, okay, so if the punt, man, you'd really have to get like a board of writers together. I would say if, you know, anything verbatim, I'm talking about two lines in a row verbatim, is to me is theft, is definite theft. If, you know what I mean, like the punchline, for example, loose example comes to my mind. I know myself, I've said a Jason Pierre punch, Paul punchline. I've known three other people to use one. They've slightly all differed. You know what I mean? But if you – it's a good question, man. It's a very, very, very good question. And I agree wholeheartedly, man.
Below?
Like,
well, man, honestly, I mean, it's tough to call because, I mean, I've seen instances where you could, like, off the rip tell, yeah, this was stolen, because it was damn near word for word everything said. Maybe, like, one word changed, but damn near maybe two bars stolen, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I've seen instances where stuff was said, but it wasn't that similar. But people would go crazy, like, no, he said two, like, you could say white water rafting, and then somebody else will say white water rafting, and then, oh, he stole it. He stole it from me. You know, he just said the word white water rafting, but now you're, like, going in because he said it, and nobody, you didn't hear nobody else say that. So you automatically thinking somebody stole it from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you got to realize you got, this is stuff coming from people with, like, 300, 400 views sometimes, saying that, oh, this person stole such and such because you have a name. You know what I'm saying? And not realizing sometimes it is coincidence. I mean, in some cases, I've done seen proof. Like, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I know some people are just victim of watching battles so much, they forget where they heard certain bars, and they think something came to them, when in all actuality, it was consciously something they heard before, and they just jotted down. It happens, man.
I've had times, yeah, like, I've had times when I was writing something, I'm like, man, did somebody else say something like this? You know, I've hit people up like, yo, did somebody else use one of these? No, I don't think so. You know what I mean? It'll fuck, well, and that's the thing, man. If you think too much on it and watch too many fucking battles, it'll fuck with your whole writing process, bro. Like, it really will. That's why a lot of times it's better to not be such a battle watcher, bro, because
I think it's necessary.
Like you said, there's 10,000.
I think it's necessary. I think it's necessary. I think it's necessary.
Why?
Because we professionals in the sport. I think we owe it to ourselves to watch these battles, to at least know the up-and-comers that we're dealing with, know to study the game tapes. Like, people in other sports, they sit there and study tapes. Why shouldn't we? You know, we should know what's going on in the battle world to keep up with what's going on. People could be using our bars blatantly. We won't know unless we watching this stuff. We won't know how to adjust to the times changing, because change is always in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? The battle rap is nothing but hip-hop. So it's always a change in hip-hop as far as bars, structures of bars, performance, anything, even the whole culture itself, the way we dress, everything. And right now it's changing in battle rap. So I think, yes, we owe it to ourselves to listen to battles old and new, because that's the reason why people don't – we having so many 10-4 problems now. People aren't taking the time to watch each other. You know, back in the days, there wasn't so many battle rappers, though. It was easier to watch this battle.
And they weren't so
this
long,
battler, this
some
battler.
Yeah. Like, hour long, like, bro, I'm like, man, you know what I mean? I'll click on it and be like, yeah, you left off at 34, 44. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and I think for me at least, you know what I'm saying? I need some noise. I need to hear some people say, no, I seen dude, you got to check him. That's what happened with Ab. Like, I actually was lucky to see Ab live. I said, oh, okay, dude's nice. And then, you know, a couple of trusted homies, that's, you know, was like, look, man, you got to check him out. He's nice. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. But you know what I mean? Sometimes, like, I don't know, man. Sometimes I just be like, oh, that's an hour or something long battle.
Yeah. The hours should be killing me, man.
Yeah, man. I mean,
No, I know. I know sometimes it's hard to get through battles. And that's why sometimes, like, a person like me, sometimes I miss bars. Like, I'll tell somebody quick, like, yo, pardon me if I said something somebody else said about you. Because you would be having fucking, like,
oh,
like you,
yeah,
bro, you had, like 70-something
exactly.
battles, like,
right,
bro, so like, word. It's like, yo,
that.
How do I literally not
right.
say something
that's what I said
somebody
I,
else
I,
said?
I wouldn't even sweat that, bro. Like,
you know,
and I, that's
so I do my best.
Like,
no, don't get me wrong. I did not play myself. I did not do the rookie shit and not watch your battles. Your best to some of your smallest. I damn near watched you watch the front to end, but just, you know what I mean? A lot of the standout
yeah, I mean, but
ones,
that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
try,
I gotta.
Because, yo, like, but it would be hard to avoid saying something.
Of course.
Because
you
know, I could imagine. I already know I'm going to come out this battle I could probably say one or two words somebody said to you, and they're going to be like, yo, Reaper saw that battle, and da-da-da-da. And I probably even watched that one. Because I watched maybe
dead ass, bro,
out of the 70, maybe 30.
Honestly, bro, like, I would not even make this shit up. People would be hitting me up about that shit all the time, like, random people. Like, how come dude said this, and someone else said it to you? I'm like, well, it's not that deep. I'm like, dude probably didn't even, you know what I mean? Oh, like,
well, I'm
Jones,
sure you
right?
might do it by accident, too. Because you see how you just said you don't watch battles
watching,
like that?
Yeah.
Do you know how many times people done said face paint bars about me, even in battles I wasn't in? I was one of the most talked about people in battles last year. Like every battle
some
that
dude
I
hit me with the extraterrestrial bar in England, right? And then Chilla hit me with it. And they're, all these people
are
like, yo, he bit
that
off. It's like, bro, he probably did not fucking watch that. You know what I mean? Or I know Chilla.
But nah, see, that's where I would say that's fucked up because that's a battle somebody should watch. I mean, those are noticeable names. Those are battles you know that, like, your most viewed battles. You feel me? These are not, like, the ones that you done traveled out the country or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
So let me get
can
your take on
you.
This because I'm curious. What was your take on Shotgun Shook's, quote, dedicate? What did he say? Was it a dedication to Jada Kiss or some shit? You know what
it wasn't
about?
A dedication.
Oh, when Shotgun
it
Shook
wasn't
took
a
the
dedication.
Verse?
It
yeah.
wasn't a dedication. It was laziness. It was laziness.
Thank you. That's what I said. That was incredibly, incredibly lazy, bro.
No, that
like,
was laziness. Because as battle rappers, you the shit we go through to put these rhymes together and remember these shits and all the time
so
we take away from
feel
families
like he,
and work.
He was crucified.
But hold on. So Let me ask you this. So how did y'all feel about Jay Mills when he battled Murder Mook? The round that he had that he took from Cam.
Oh yeah, that's
but he should be.
I definitely.
But that, I feel like he should definitely be crucified for that because I don't feel that at all. But then it was a lot of that going on at that time because people weren't really writing specifically to battle their opponent. They were coming with like five or six rounds because it was really whoever stopped rapping first lost. You know what I'm saying? It was like, all right, you got a verse, I got a verse. I bet I still got another one. I bet let's go again. You wouldn't stop going. The battles would be unlimited until, all right, I ain't got no more rap, you know? And then you would judge, I guess, all of individual ones. But nobody wrote in particular. Everybody was using mixtape verses, bars they had. Like, even T-Rex, you saw he was doing it. That was that Harlem shit at one point. I ain't even going front. A lot of niggas was guilty of that because it's just what they was doing. You would use a verse.
I don't think mixtape bars is near as bad in some of the other shit, at least if they're your mixtape.
No, at that era,
I
don't feel like it was bad. Now
I
would
even think it's that bad. Now, I'm not saying it's fire, but if you got, I don't know. I mean, it's not good, but it's not as bad as like just blatantly taking someone else's shit or like, you know what I mean? Like recycle bars. I'm not saying recycle bars is good, but it's lazy. As long as
it's
yours, don't recycle someone else's shit.
Now, I even thinking overly recycling your own bars, unless, like, maybe your footage ain't dropped and the battle got canceled and you revamped some shit. Like, yeah, but I think, like, overly, like, using shit is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, for real, I mean, the beauty of a word, it's unlimited ways of finding ways to say them, you know? Like,
fact.
Even though we all guilty of sometimes might have in a similar running, but that's the whole challenge and fun of hip-hop and battle rap. Like, we get to say shit and find different ways of saying it, even if we could all come up with the same topic but find a million ways to say it or come up with a bar about it or whatever. That's the difference of it, you know? So I think we should, you know, take that time to, like, put into the pen. No, it's work. I be telling people that's what separates certain battlers, man. It's the work. Like, I'm not afraid of the work. You know, it be bugging people out. You know, they think I like, take it too serious. I was like, hey, I'm competitive. It's just what I do, man. You know, that's what got me here, my competitive nature. You know, it's like playing 2K with my homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, we cool as hell. But I can't let you beat me in this shit. I love to beat you and talk shit. Like, hey, you can't fuck with me. Remember that last game when I dunked on you? Yeah, I was fucking you up. I love that shit. That's just what it is, yeah. But we cool. Like, at the end of the day, like, if somebody was trying to fight you, yeah, I'm going to punch them in their face. But if we go on 2K, yeah, I'm going to dunk all on you all day. You're going to feel like fighting me. You're going to get mad. Like, shut up, man. Why you always rubbing in my face?
Well, that's the idea, man. You can't be in this shit to climb to the middle. You can't just, like, oh, I'm just in this to just be involved. Like, that shit is, you know what I mean? Fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? So... No, I mean, I feel you. I agree on all points, man. I'm just, you know what I mean? But
well, I know this much. We're going to have battle of the fucking night. I'm talking
that's
my
fact.
Shit right now.
That's fact.
I'm talking my shit right
that's
now.
Fact. I'm not concerned
like, yeah,
with that.
I feel
fact.
Bad for anybody that's doubting me. Facts. And I know y'all know Real Deal, the most consistent battler on URL. That's why I'm happy I got this battle. And I'm happy that he didn't, like, go through the bullshit and start, you know what I mean? Like, I've been seeing the blogs. Y'all can't battle such and such. They're not ready. I don't know why Smack disrespected me, yada, yada, yada. You know what
nah,
I'm saying?
Bro,
like,
I'm
a... people don't realize this was the easiest battle probably URL set up this year.
Why?
Niggas don't even realize why? It. You know what I'm saying? We didn't give them no haggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, even like, certain URL rookies in my position done turn down certain people like Real Deal because they feel like they're gods right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like the audacity.
They feel like what?
No, some of them feel like they're gods already. Like, they don't, like, who's Real Deal? And
terrible,
I look at it
man.
Like, that's why I tell you, this is the fun, this going to be the probably the only, maybe one of the few times you get interview like this where I'm not really, really going in because, let's face it, dude's top 10 in the world. Not even saying, like, white dudes. We talking in general.
Yeah,
he has
yeah.
the views. He has the battles. You know what I'm saying? People are scared of this dude for a reason. You know, and that's what intrigued me about taking this battle. They threw so many names, but when they said Real Deal, I don't know why. I was like, fake. I was like, yeah, yeah, Real Deal. Because
yeah, I mean, it's
he don't
be, that's
lose
what I'm
on URL.
Yo,
I need
you know,
that. I need somebody that's
going to
fight, man. Y'all ain't
man.
Give me credit for the gutter battle, and I know why. Because he wasn't a Real Deal type name. You feel me? Y'all felt like
okay.
I wouldn't smoke gutter. And you know why you ain't feeling that battle? Because it was gutter. Let's be honest. Use it to no, I mean, excuse the pun, but it was gutter. It wasn't a Real Deal. A Real Deal would have been more shocking than a gutter. Gutter, you could probably, no offense to gutter, you know what I'm saying? But you've seen him lose on URL. You know what I'm saying? You've seen the Jonah battle, so it was like, eh.
The same thing.
Yeah, but when you say Real Deal, it's like, oh. Instantly, oh, you ain't going to be him. Ain't no way in hell. It's like the Great White Hope. It's like, oh, like the myth, the great, for real. It's like Beetlejuice. Like, yo, you can't, ain't no way in hell. No. And I love
hey, man,
that.
This shit is
going to
crack up
what I rather.
Sunday, man. This shit is going to go, man. I got to stop getting so fucking invested in these sports, too, man. This shit is fucking me up, man. I'm watching millionaires playing shit. I'm mad.
You better take
me
seriously, man, because I'm telling you, yo, like, I prep for you. I ain't prep for somebody like you since I prep for Shotgun.
I hope.
And Shotgun was one of my best battles. Like, oh, yo, like, for real, like, And I had Shotgun, like, under, like, 2 weeks because I took it so fast because somebody backed out the battle and I got the chance to take it. So I jumped on it instantly, but I had to take it real fast. But you, I got prep time, so it's like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, Frill, get off them fucking Penguin games, man, and get serious, boy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm a Spurs fan,
I'm mad,
too.
I'm mad.
Fucking,
yo,
I'm
for
close,
real, man. Like,
I'm a closeout step away from the Spurs being in the finals. Fucking, and now Nashville just scored on the Penguins, and the Pirates are horrible, bro. I'm just like, this is a mess, bro. But, yo, I'm gonna get to this game. Sunday,
that's
man.
Appreciate y'all niggas calling up,
what?
Man. Sunday's going down.
Let's
oh, Sunday
it,
is going down, man. May the best man win. But yo, it's going
sir.
To be crazy. Trust and believe, man. You're gonna get the fireworks. I have nothing to lose, only the game. So remember, Don't, I'm telling you, get off that Penguins game, man. Trust me. Get off that game. Show you, man.
You better get on that,
that
Penguins
roll,
game,
man.
Dog.
Nah, man. Fuck
Stanley
the
Cup
Penguins,
playoffs,
man.
Like
we got to it's war. You better fuck the Penguins. I got that's what YouTube and replays is for, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm think all right, man. But I'll see you Sunday, man. Real rap, though. You know, much respect.
Absolutely, man.
And much respect to you for the vets for just showing the vets the way and keeping the torch going. You know what I mean? Like, you're not trying to be stagnant with, you know what I mean, the rest of the URL, like, as far as the up-and-comings. You know what I mean? Shouts to you for just taking the battle and not bitching about it, man. I appreciate that. Real rap, though.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it. I'll see you Sunday then, bro.
All right, man. Sunday,
man.
Let's get it.
Appreciate y'all calling up,
bro. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you already know, Caps. You already know, man. Always appreciate you, Caps. You know you my go-to guy when it comes to this shit anyway. You the only nigga get me on these shit.
Got you, bro.
Nah, facts. All facts. Me and Caps be going at it, but that's my nigga. I'll punch a nigga in the face for Caps. Niggas don't even know. Because Caps hold me down. I don't know about everybody else. He hold me down. That's real rap.
That's what it is.
All right,
I'm going to holler at you, my nigga.
Yeah, you already, man.
Shout out to Real Deal. Shout out to Reefo Rel. Yo, this battle right here. Yeah, I want to see this shit. I got to see this shit. Two vet nigga talking that shit. Yeah, this shit might be crazy right here, man. And it is kind of right. I never really thought about that shit. More people are actually talking. Hold on, I see Drizzy on. Yo, Driz, you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, it's good. We just have Real Deal and Reaperella on talking their shit.
Yeah, I heard some of it.
Yeah, I see that fucking Stewie Newton battle just dropped too, bro. Stewie Newton versus PC Gotti?
Yeah, I got to see that. I ain't get to watch it yet.
Yo, me neither. I just seen a notification of this now and shit. I know one thing, though. Everybody was fucking talking about how fire this battle was. Then I do remember when it happened and shit.
Yeah. Gotta check it out.
I definitely gotta check that shit out and shit. I know Tony Polo, I hit Nip and Tony Bro hit me up. Tony Bro says he can come on later. I'm thinking I might just get this show right now. I gotta change the tire real quick. I start another one up in like 30 minutes or some shit like that. Yo, I'll make sure in 30 minutes I might start another show up. I gotta take care of this shit real quick.
All right, cool.
All right, bro.